This hour of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by BudsGunShop.com. All of your needs are met online at BudsGunShop.com. Visit them now, BudsGunShop.com. Enjoy the show.
This is Armed American Radio's Daily Defense.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, because they don't want me to, that's why I do it.
Presented by X Insurance. X Insurance. From the Sig Sauer Studios. On the Patriot Mobile Platinum Microphone. Here is your host, the loudest conservative voice in America fighting the enemies of freedom, Mark Walters.
Back at you, hour two, live, ready to rock and roll for you today. Mark Walters in the Sig Sauer Studios, as you just heard in the intro, on the Patriot Mobile Platinum Microphone. All of it being brought to you by the great X Insurance, xinsurance.com. Or you can just visit them at Armed American Radio. We take you right where you need to be, and run you right through that portal, so you get to right where you need to go. Bud's Gun Shop is presenting this hour of Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. It is garbage day at the ranch. Greg in Dallas, Texas, how the heck are you on a garbage day?
I'm top of the hill. Here we are.
Top of the hill, garbage day. We have some garbage to talk about coming up
as usual
in this hour. And I can predict that because I'm going to Google the words gun control for you live on the air. You're going to hear me type it in. I've not done that today. I stayed away from it intentionally, knowing we were going to do it today, and we'll see what jumps up at us. Greg, before we get to all of that, would you tell people where to watch the program in beautiful high definition and where to participate in the chat, which is active right now? And I'll let you do your shtick, and then we'll get cracking.
Sure. If you'd like to watch the show, just head on over to armedamericanradio.org or .com. On the right-hand side of that website, you'll see the menu icon. Just give that a slap, and when that window opens up, you can select that Watch Live option. If you're driving, hit that Listen Live link. And if you've missed a previous episode, head on over to the podcast link. If you'd like to join our live chat, all you have to do is head on over to your app store, grab the Telegram messaging app, create your profile, and search for Armed American Radio Conversations.
Yeah, if you want to do that, you'll see a beautiful little picture of my little dog, Huey. It says, round two, because the chatters love my little dog. Just not as much as I do, but they love my little dog. It's impossible not to love Huey. So go check out Huey. Greg, let's get cracking in this. There's an Amazon story from Amazon, and I've been holding off on this, and I know we're going to talk with AWR about it over the weekend. And we might, as we would say down south, might get some more information between now and then. But it happened in Cleveland, Ohio. And, you know, maybe we reach out to David Cotier, who lives outside Cleveland, Ohio, for some more. David always seems to get the lowdown, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does.
He knows where to go. But I'm going to take you to a USA Today piece about this. Well, because it's USA Today and they're a left-wing rag outfit. And they, you know, the report was pretty much straight news. There was no movement one way or the other on this as far as how it was reported. So let's just go through the headline, which was 2 days ago. Amazon driver shot, killed, alleged 17-year-old carjacker in Cleveland.
Okay.
Now, let's just go to the, like we always do. If you didn't read anything into that, what's the first thing goes through your mind when you hear that headline? Then I'll tell you what the first thing went through my mind was. Greg, when you hear that, what'd you think? Let me read it to you again. Amazon driver shot, killed, alleged 17-year-old carjacker in Cleveland.
Man, that 18 to 20 year old man is really, really keeping those underage people from buying firearms, aren't they?
Yeah, and my response was good. I didn't hesitate. Yay. Good. Why? Because if you attempt to deprive another human being of their right to life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness in America, you lose your right to all three of the above instantly. And if your death results from your attempt to deprive that person of their right to life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness, I don't have any sympathy for you. You earned what you got. I don't care how old you are. You're old enough to make that decision, play stupid games. You're old enough to win the prize, Greg. Simple as that. Now, I know the lefty do-gooders out there. Oh, man, this guy just, I mean, doesn't he have a soul? Oh, yeah. As a Christian, I pray for that kid's soul. Absolutely. But that's as far as it goes, because he earned his own demise. As a Christian, I can pray for his soul. But guess what? again, pull a gun on somebody, try to take their stuff, threaten to kill them, and that's what a gun is, ladies and gentlemen. You pull a gun out, I don't care if you say, give me that or I'm going to kill you. That's a threat to your life, and you have every right to use deadly force to defend yourself against that. Now, this is Ohio, and I feel pretty confident that the laws are on this driver's side. But, Greg, let's go past the headline now. Let's get into some weeds. So an Amazon driver shot and killed an alleged 17-year-old carjacker. Don't you love that, alleged?
It's ridiculous.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, it was over the weekend, prompting an investigation, according to multiple reports. The Amazon employee was approached by the teen around 4 p.m. on Saturday, broad daylight. The individual attempted to carjack the Amazon driver at gunpoint, according to WKYC, which is an Ohio-based, Cleveland, Ohio-based TV station. Carjacker got behind the wheel of the Amazon driver's vehicle and tried driving off, but he eventually crashed. The Amazon employee shot the suspect at some point during the incident.
He went to work, and that's that.
There you go. Let's do that one more time.
He went to work, and that's that.
And one more time.
He went to work, and that's that. Note to mom, he will not be home for dinner, and that's it. So moving on.
USA Today contacted Cleveland police on Monday. Cleveland police did not receive, or USA Today did not receive an immediate response from the Cleveland cops. The carjacker was pronounced dead at the scene, according to WOIO. Cleveland police are continuing to investigate, according to the TV station. The Cuyahoga County Medical Examiner identified the alleged carjacker as a 17-year-old male. They did not identify the Amazon delivery driver or say if he's being charged with any crime. Now, let me tell you what's likely going to happen here. The Amazon driver is not going to be charged with any crime. The likely outcome will be, because Amazon has a no guns policy, the driver may very well likely be fired, Greg.
Yeah, he may have to go apply at UPS.
Yeah, and I don't know what their policy is.
Or maybe even FedEx.
Maybe, but I don't know what their policy is.
All right, so
likely, you know,
DHL.
He may want to get out of that business if he wants to continue carrying this. But I go back to, you know, look, being in the trucking business all those years, I've never met a driver that carried a firearm that never carried their firearm in their truck. They always carried it. Always.
Especially nowadays.
Yeah, and I never had a driver tell me that they ever got into any trouble with DOT, Department of Transportation, for those of you who might not know what that means, for having a gun. And they didn't avoid states. They made deliveries in some rough areas on the other side of the tracks in some gun-unfriendly states. And I personally, over many years in that business, talking to thousands and thousands and thousands of drivers, never had anybody tell me that they wound up losing their CDL, commercial driver's license, for those of you who might not know what that means, because of some DOT inspection or whatever it may be. Now, I'm of this mindset. I would rather protect my life and be alive to defend my position with my employer than be laying next to that scumbag on a cold slab in a morgue, Greg. I mean, that's just me.
Yeah.
But I want to go home to my kids, my wife, and little Huey, right?
Yep.
So what's the problem here? What's the advice? I'll tell you what, I'll give you advice. If you're a driver, whether you're Uber, you're a taxi driver, I don't care what it is. If I were you, I'd be carrying my firearm. I couldn't care less what Uber's policy was while I'm driving around my own vehicle. Well, they're leasing the vehicle, so they're technically there. No, I don't care. They're not riding around with you. And even if they were, if you knew how to conceal your gun, there you go. But I'd rather walk away instead of sharing that cold slab in a morgue. And I would bet you would too. And I go back to, you know, conversing with, I mean, I've written about this in books. I've talked to how many victims over the years who wish they had a gun and didn't. Wrote the book Lessons from Unarmed America, Lessons from Armed America. And every person I talk to that didn't have a gun says they wish they had a gun. And I go back to Susanna Hupp, who famously said on the Stossel show in New York when we were sitting on the same panel on Fox News a few years ago, when John Stossel asked her if you had it to do over again? Or he didn't say that. He said, if you had a gun, would it have made a difference? And she said, I don't know. But I do know this, it would have changed the odds. And Susanna Hupp made it very clear that she would never abide by a law like that ever again. And if she had it to do over again, knowing what happened that day after she lived through it, because she witnessed her parents' murders that day, she had her gun in the truck, and she absolutely, unequivocally said, if I had it to do over again, I would have had my gun with me, and I would have violated that Texas law at the time. Now, that's no longer Texas law, in large measure because of what happened to her and many others that day that madman George Chouinard drove his truck through the wall of that Luby's cafeteria way back in the early 90s. So kudos to the Amazon driver for having the means to defend himself, being smart enough to know that there's likely some scumbag out there that wants to steal all the stuff in this truck, because I'm sure there was pretty cool stuff in it that he wanted. And, well, yeah, what did AWR Hawkins say, Greg?
He went to work, and that's that.
Note to mom, he will not
be home. Note to mom, he will not be home for dinner, and that's it. So moving on.
Daniel Defense firearms are guaranteed for life, trusted worldwide, and designed, engineered, and manufactured right here in America. Daniel Defense, freedom, passion, precision.
Yeah, Daniel Defense, freedom, passion, precision. Great company, ladies and gentlemen. DanielDefense.com. Welcome back to the Sig Sauer Studios with me. Another great company, Sig Sauer, huge firearms manufacturer. I have a Sig P365 Mac right now sitting, in a crossbreed holster, sitting right here next to me in the studio, and I love that rig. And I've also got some other ones. I have my car sitting here as well. Greg, it's a well-defended studio, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it's always fun. Always fun. Got to have something. And, you know, ladies and gentlemen, are my guns defending me right now, Greg, even though I'm not using? Well, yes, they are. Because they're here, right? Isn't that the way it works?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They're there for when you need them.
Correct. God forbid I do. Well, there they are. Patriot Mobile, Mike fired up for you. X Insurance presenting all of it for you today. Please make sure to visit all of our partners. They make it all possible, ladies and gentlemen. We're in our 16th year because of them, and we've got some great ones. I was telling Greg during a break, and those who are tuned in on the live video stream, my ammo is stacking up at ammosquared.com. I'm up to 150 rounds already. And once a week, I get another email from them, and it seems like the days are flying right by. And bam, there's another 30 rounds, ammosquared.com. And I'm just going to let it stack, and when I'm ready for it, I'll ship it. But here's the cool part. If I, for some reason, don't, and I don't know, like maybe my AC unit at the house goes out and I'm like desperate for money, I can always sell it back to them. And they'll give me my money back just like that. So you have that option, ammosquared.com. And great partners out there, Liberty Cigar. We'll talk about them in the next break. Greg, I want to go back briefly to the Amazon deal before we move on to Googling gun control and kind of put a final exclamation point on that. I think it's very important. You know, there's a lot of people out there who at this stage of the game say, well, I can't carry my gun at work, right? If you work in a hospital, maybe it's, well, I'll give you an example. I had to go to the orthopedic the other day for my hand. Remember? Right?
Yep.
Walks in, there's a sign on the wall that at the orthopedic place I go to that says, this is a gun-free campus. And I just laughed at it because it's not a gun-free campus because I was carrying my gun. And I happily got on the elevator and went up and, you know, they worked on my hand. And in fact, we talked about guns while I was in there and turned around and left. And I'm a law-abiding citizen. Guess why? Because I know there's a lefty out there right now going, oh, man, this guy's breaking the law going, no, I'm not. It's not a violation of the law in Georgia for me to walk right past that sign. I mean, there would never be an instance, Greg, where somebody who feels like their shoulder's messed up and their life is messed up and they're on drugs messed up that might take it out on a doctor one day, would he?
Oh, no, not at all.
That's never happened, has it?
Not at all.
Yeah, well, I don't want to be in there when it does and have to run back into the X-ray room and get cornered while gunfire is erupting around me. And there's a lot of employees out there, we've talked to many of them over the years, who made the decision, you know what, my job is not as important as my life. Now, that's a personal decision. And maybe in the state you live in, it is a violation of the law that that sign carries the weight of law. Greg, the 30-odd-6 sign in Texas, has there been change to that? Refresh me. We have covered so much over the years, I forget. But with the change in Texas law, does that signage still carry the weight of law in Texas? It does in Arizona.
I believe it might. I would have to look back into that because you're right. We have had a lot of changes over the past couple of years, yeah. And that's one I have not looked into.
Tennessee has that same sign, and it does carry the weight of law in the state of Tennessee. What does that mean? Well, here in the state of Georgia, it's not a violation of the law for me to walk right past that sign with a grin on my face. And I forget the left-wing outlet that wrote me up about that when I was talking about Costco.
Probably
a couple
Media
years back.
Matters.
Remember that?
Yep.
It was Media Matters. Thank you. That's exactly who it was. Media Matters. Like they're legit, right? Guffaw. Media Matters. I wore that as a badge of honor, but it says prominent pro-gun rights radio host laughs about violating whatever they said about me. And they had a pretty cool picture of me up there and all that stuff. And they just blatantly lied about what I said.
Of course.
Lies of omission. They left out half of what I said. But here's how stupid they are. They actually included the audio of what I said.
Oh, well.
Which didn't jive with what they said I said.
Of course.
And I don't know how many people that read Media Matters actually went up and clicked it and listened to what I said. But I walked into a Costco. Costco has corporate policy of no guns allowed. Now, I have never seen a sign on a Georgia Costco ever that said no guns allowed. I've never seen one. I go into that Costco, unfortunately, all the time. And I say unfortunately because it's expensive every time I go in. But it is not a violation of the law for me to walk past that. Now, if I were carrying openly, which is legal for me to do, and I walked in, and you know, I'm going to have to try that sometime, Greg, and report back on that. I wonder if anybody in Costco, and I've never done it, openly, if I was openly carrying, if they ask me to leave, I'm sorry, sir, we have to ask you to leave. You're not allowed to have a gun in Costco. I would leave. But if I don't, then I'm violating the law. Now it's a trespass issue, Greg.
Well,
but in the state of Texas, for example, use Arizona because we're not clear on Texas right now.
Sure.
But in Arizona, that's a violation of the law for me. I can be arrested for walking past that sign. Okay, go ahead.
I was just going to interject with Costco corporate is in Washington State. And
yes.
So they have to distribute the corporate media message to all of their affiliates. But that doesn't always work out in the state that one of their stores is in, because the state that store may be in has different policies. It's very similar to the vaccine mandate. And
correct.
Texas had a different take on the vaccine mandate versus the federal government. And but even though our corporate office at the time was in California, they sent out an email about potential, you know, vaccines that would be needed at certain states and affiliates. And once, you know, we got the email one day in Texas, and then the very next day, the state of Texas passed legislation. So I'm just saying there's discrepancies depending on where the corporate office is.
Yeah. And, you know, a great example of that, I'm glad you mentioned that, a great example of that, Greg, is Waffle House.
Sure. Okay.
Okay. Waffle House, a Norcross, Georgia-based company. A lot of people don't know that, but it's a metro Atlanta area-based. You ever been in a Waffle House?
Yeah.
I mean, who hasn't been? I mean, I don't know. I mean, I guess if you don't live out west of Dallas, you've never been in an In-N-Out if you've never been there, right? Because you don't have them east of Dallas. So I can't really say it. Who's never been in a Waffle House. Most people have, and there's Waffle Houses around the country.
I think there's some east of Dallas.
Not In-N-Outs.
Oh, In-N-Out. Okay.
No, but their Waffle Houses are everywhere.
Yeah.
I don't mean the confusion. If Greg was confused, you likely were too, so let me rephrase that. I was referring to In-N-Out, which is west of Dallas. But I guess if you've never been west of Dallas, you've never been in an In-N-Out.
Yep.
Waffle House, on the other hand, tends to be all over the place. And if you've ever been there, they have a no-gun policy. And I often looked for the sign. I never saw it. Well, even on the ones here in Georgia, it's on the brick wall in the parking lot, about 8 to 10 feet high. So you might not even see it. Generally tends to be a yellow sign. And it says you're not even allowed to have a gun in the parking lot of the Waffle House. Okay. Yeah. There's no cars in the state of Georgia pulling into a Waffle House parking lot with a firearm in it or a driver that's armed. And when we come back, I'll tell you why I'm glad Greg brought up the Waffle or brought up that deal with Costco and what he was talking about. And I'll give you the example of Waffle House. We're running out of time. I'll be right back. The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show. Greg, ask me how many cups of Defender Coffee I had to start my day today. I haven't done that in a couple days.
How many cups of Defender Coffee did you have to start your day?
I had three.
All right.
And I don't know if that was too much. I don't think so. But it's Defender Coffee, and it's really good. And every time I take a sip of it, I'm supporting the Second Amendment Foundation. Ladies and gentlemen, this is one of those no-brainer things. If you wake up in the morning and make a pot of coffee, why not make it Defender Coffee and support the Second Amendment Foundation? I mean, that's a fair question, Greg. If you're going to drink coffee, why not support the right to bear arms? Now, there's other coffee companies out there that have stuff on it, like Black Rifle and all that. And I don't mind Black Rifle Coffee. I don't. I've met the founder and owner over there many times. In fact, at the last NRA convention that I went to a number of years ago, Evan and I kept running into each other in the elevator, and he finally said, here, do me a favor. I got so much of this coffee for my display. Will you take some of this home? So I did. And it was good coffee. No question about it. But it doesn't support the right to keep and bear arms the way Defender Coffee does. And quite frankly, Defender Coffee is better coffee. So you can donate a portion of it to the Second Amendment Foundation. So I literally mean that when you drink Defender Coffee, you're supporting the right to bear arms. That's a win-win situation all the way around, no matter how you slice it. Great coffee and support the right to bear arms. Now, you don't just have to support SAF. You can also support the Gun Owners of America. And there's a couple others over there. Defender Coffee has you covered. It's the real deal. DefenderCoffee.com. Also, I wanted to mention quickly the Liberty Cigar Company. I had somebody contact me, a customer the other day, a customer of Liberty, a fan of the show. The promo code for Liberty Cigar is active, guys. It's AAR. Imagine that. So you visit LibertyCigar.com, LibertyCigars, plural, .com. And John Adams' company there is amazing. I'm going to fire one up as soon as this show is over and grill some steaks. It is a wonderful product. And the American history on that page at the cigar company is fantastic. I mean, the founder's name is John Adams. Come on. He's a distant cousin of the real John Adams. So support these guys. But it was Dr. John Adine who said, I used the promo code when I bought the Commander Series, and it didn't say that I got the free cigar, the Lafayette cigar. So I cleared it with John Adams for Dr. John Adine today. You automatically get it. It won't show that on there, but you get that free cigar in the box that was confirmed for me today as he was packing AAR orders today. So make sure to visit LibertyCigars.com. Use the AAR promo code. Spend $76. That's not by coincidence, by the way. And you will get that free Lafayette cigar. Why not? Whether you smoke cigars or not, others in your life might. Great for special occasions. And it's great to support the program by getting a great product, a super presentation over there. We have great partners. Support them all, please. Greg, back quickly to Waffle House.
All right.
They have signs on the wall outside on the brick wall to Waffle House. Now, keep in mind, we're in the free state of Georgia, constitutional carry state. Those signs do not carry the weight of law. Like, walk right past it. Now, I called a couple managers at Waffle Houses and conversed with them, identified who I was, and they were all very open to talking to me. Oh, hey, Mark, it's great. One of them, in fact, was a fan of the show. And he said, honestly, that's our corporate policy. So I said, if I walked in there openly carrying, what would you do? He said, well, under my corporate policy, I'd be obligated to ask you to leave. I said, I have been in this Waffle House and many other Waffle Houses many times, armed, a couple times openly. And I haven't been asked to leave. He said, under corporate policy, I would be obligated to ask you to leave. And that's the way he left it. Greg, on this program, a number of years ago, we covered two instances in the state of Georgia where open carriers in Cobb County Waffle House, south of me, thwarted attempted robberies of Waffle Houses because the criminal scumbag thieves, and ladies and gentlemen, there's no other low life, nothing lower than a thief, walked into the Waffle House, Greg, saw the open carriers, and hightailed out.
Hey, it worked in itself.
Boom. The visual of the gun worked, right?
Yep.
But they were sitting in the Waffle House openly carrying, enjoying their Waffle House breakfast at 2 a.m.
And you know what, Mark?
They were not thrown out. That's the point that I'm making.
Well, and that's a defensive gun use statistic that will never make it to the statistics.
Just like mine.
Yep.
It's the same thing. But it did get reported in local news. There were also a couple that were fired upon by people carrying firearms in Waffle Houses. And, you know, it's interesting because I never heard anything back about a corporate policy. They're based in Norcross, Georgia. So do they say these things just so they can, you know, are they virtue signaling with this stuff? Oh, well, we say it then. We're just going to appease the others. Trust me when I tell you this. Waffle Houses are packed all the time. All the time. And I've never once seen anybody thrown out, nor have I personally been thrown out for carrying a gun.
You know, I just have, this could be off, but I have a suspicion because
No, I don't think it's off. I think I know where you're going with this, and I think it's going to be on, frankly.
I don't know for sure if you're thinking of the same thing I am, but when people often mention Waffle House, I think a lot of people don't know that their business model is a lot of times they employ people that are fresh out of prison. And they actually get a little bit of a spiff from the states that they operate in to employ people that are fresh out of prison and need a job.
I don't have a problem with that.
I don't either. But the thing is those guys can't carry firearms. They couldn't defend the store. So if they've got open
Such
carriers in the building themselves, well, then you've got customers that are helping save the business. And if they don't get too picky about throwing people out because they're open carrying, because they are an absolute deterrent, as we've just talked about, then what's the harm here?
You know, that begs the question that I've never viewed it in this sense. I wonder if that sign outside 8 to 10 feet up is up there for a reason and not on the door. Maybe it is just virtue signaling from Waffle House Corporate, based in Norcross, Georgia, a gun-loving free state. Interesting stuff. And you know what? We'll never get an answer to that question. We could call their corporate tomorrow. We could call them live on the air right now, Greg, and we're not going to get the answer.
Oh, yeah. No.
Because they will virtue signal. So, therefore, they're virtue signaling with that stuff. Okay. All right. So, I haven't Googled gun control yet. Let's do that. You ready to do that?
Yeah, let's go. I'm way ahead of you.
I bet you are. Okay. So, don't tell me because I haven't done this.
I am not saying anything.
Let me review the headlines quickly. AP, semi-automatic gun ban nixed in Colorado's Democrat-controlled state house after historic progress.
That was 22
hours
ago.
The historic progress from the AP is the five bills we talked about with Amanda.
You're correct.
So to the AP, ladies and gentlemen, oh, these people never let you down. Good heavens. We could do this every single day and have a ball. The five gun control bills we covered in the first hour with the Mandra, according to the AP, is historic progress. Now, that tells me that the other three that are still on the table are likely going to move tonight, Greg. I'm not going to be sure. I can't wait to report this tomorrow.
Yeah, they've got to move those three.
Oh,
this
good
one.
Heavens. They'll never let you down, will they?
No.
Mainstream media.
Well, this one is saying that that ban was nixed, and even after it probably flew all the way to the House floor.
After historic progress, they nixed that ban.
Yep.
Oh, man. I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, it is absolutely hilarious. I could use so many FCC wrong words right now, but I'm going to not do so.
That'd be good for the podcast.
Oh, yeah. See, ladies and gentlemen, this is why when the podcast gets up and running, yeah, you're going to get the real deal. ABC News, I think we're going to go here. Handguns have no place in modern society, says author Dominic Erdozane. Do you know who Dominic Erdozane is?
Never heard of him.
I'm looking at his picture because I just clicked on it.
Never heard of her.
Goober. This guy's a goober. Yeah, I don't know who he is. But his new book, Scanning This, we're getting ready to take a break?
Yes, we are.
Oh, God, do we have a third hour today? Oh, my gosh. This
no,
is
we don't.
Good. Author Dominic Erdozain was motivated to write his book, One Nation Under Guns, How Gun Culture Distorts Our History and Threatens Our Democracy. Oh, they're handing it to me. We're going to rip this guy apart when we come back because he has made it too easy just with the title of his book, which is a talking point from the left heading into the election. We'll be right back after this. Buckle in. This one's going to be fun. Segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Patriot Mobile. Visit patriotmobile.com/AAR and use the AAR promo code to get free activation today. Welcome back. Yeah, patriotmobile.com/AAR is the real deal. I am looking at my Patriot Mobile phone here as I wrap up this hour, the second hour of Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. And I guess the NSA doesn't like what we're talking about because the stream keeps popping in and out, but that's okay. That's okay. That means we're doing everything right. Greg, welcome back into the six-hour studios with me. So we looked at this ABC piece. This gets really good. Ladies and gentlemen, during the break, Greg doing what he does as a producer. Let me go back to the headline. Handguns have no place in modern society, says author Dominic Erdozain. Now, I don't know who he is.
Yeah, I've never heard
of
him.
And I do see the play button in here. So there's an embedded interview with him, right?
Yep.
With ABC News. Greg pulled this up. Let me just read this. Author Dominic Erdozain was motivated to write his book, One Nation Under Guns, How Gun Culture Distorts Our History and Threatens Our Democracy. Now, let me read that again. One Nation Under Guns, How Gun Culture Distorts Our History and Threatens Our Democracy. Greg, play that clip you played me during the break.
Sure, once.
Gun violence is an epidemic in our country, one that has divided the nation. In his new book, One Nation Under Guns, How Gun Culture Distorts Our History and Threatens Our Democracy, author and historian Dominic Erdozain takes readers on a journey through American history, examining the evolution of gun culture and its profound impact on the nation's values, norms, and democracy. Dominic joins us now. Dominic, thanks so much for taking the time and being here to talk about the book, the issue. We really do appreciate it. I'm curious, what led you to explore the topic?
I had personal experiences.
Oh, the accent gives it away.
Keep going. Keep going. It's ABC News. We know it's going to be safe.
But mainly the shock of arriving here around about the time of Sandy Hook and just seeing the devastation caused by gun violence and seeing that there are these huge mass shootings.
All right, cut this idiot off. This guy's a Brit.
Yeah.
Let me go back and read that one more time.
He just got here and he's already talking about how it threatens our democracy.
One Nation Under Guns, How Gun Culture Distorts Our History and Threatens Our Democracy.
Our
democracy?
Our history?
Our history kicked your ass twice and saved your ass twice. With American guns. That's our history, Dominic. Oh, good heavens, Greg. So he said he got here, he arrived after Sandy Hook.
2014. He's been here 10 years.
I have cars older than him.
And, wow, this is a two-day-old article at that. And, he's been here. My SUV is older than he is from being here.
My kids are older than he is.
I mean, and this guy is a late 40s, early 50s looking guy. He's definitely... been around the block a couple of times, but he's only been here for roughly 10 years. And he's writing a book about our history and democracy.
Let me educate Dominic Idiot here very quickly. This nation has been, and I will give them, this nation has been awash in guns since the time we kicked your ass.
Since day one.
Twice. I could leave it at that. That's like David Hogg being completely stymied by the Chinese immigrant. yep. who just toasted him. And you got to wonder, I can't imagine going to his country and doing this in his nation.
Well, here's the thing, and looking at this, and as we're talking about his circumstances, this guy is obviously a grifter. He came here because he knew that, and he wrote this book. He knew that it would make him some money once it hit the publisher stands, and he would get interviews. And so this was his way to come here and make money quickly, was to write a book about probably an incredibly easy topic to write about, to fill a couple hundred pages, which would be history of the United States, and then include guns in it because it's going to be a hot topic amongst liberals, and it's going to be a hot topic amongst conservatives. Unfortunately, they're going to pay the guy because they may buy his book. I'd get it at half-price books if I were y'all.
I wouldn't even get it. You know, you just watch the ABC interview, Greg. You don't need to buy this guy's book. Why feed the trough, man?
Well, you know, you get it secondhand. That way the money doesn't go directly to him.
Okay, let's go to the ABC News Live question, the second question here. Now, ladies and gentlemen, this is the third question from ABC News. You write about the Supreme Court's 2008 decision. When did he get here, Greg?
14.
20, well, Newtown was 2012, right?
Right. He said.
Yeah, 2012.
He said Sandy Hook. Oh, that's, 12. Okay.
Bye-bye. Yeah, so that was two. That's okay.
What am I thinking happened in 14? Was that the other high school?
I don't know. In the essence of time.
Yeah.
You write about the Supreme Court's 2008 decision in District of Columbia v. Heller, which affirmed an individual's right to possess firearms for self-defense. Now, ladies and gentlemen, listen to the question the way it's worded. I'm curious, how do you think that decision contributes to what you see as a misinterpretation of the Second Amendment? Do we care how he interprets our Second Amendment?
No, not at all.
Listen to his answer. Oh, I love doing this. We could make shows of this all day long. Well, it contributes because it overturned a handgun ban in D.C. Now, let's put some context there. Before I ever came here. It so had an immediate legal effect. It also became the basis of the 2022 Bruin decision. So Heller in 08 makes the traditionally military right to keep and bear arms, the right that was historically attached to serving under authority in a militia. The Heller decision applies to that individual, but to guns kept in the home. Bruin then applies that to individuals outside the home. So this, let me say it as he would say it. So this is a drastic change. And I think it changes things on a legal level, obviously. But I think also there's a kind of acceptance that this is the way it was. Whereas you go back as recently as the first decade of this century in 1990s, people are kind of scoffing at the idea that the right to bear arms in the military, in the state militia, and he said that, I quoted him, has any bearing on the individual. But that's quickly lost. And I think that's what shocks me, alarms me, most of among liberals as well as conservatives, that people had just given up on that idea. And you get people referring to constitutional rights and some adopting it rather than seeing it as the very flawed decision, or at least the flawed history, in my view, that it was based on. Let's close the hour with this, Greg. We don't care what you think.
Nope.
We couldn't give a crap what you think.
Nope.
Go back to being a Brit. Go back where you came from and get off my lawn.
Yep.
Good Lord. Now, see, I would have liked to have actually done some research on this prior to the show today, but it was fun to do it spontaneously because, ladies and gentlemen, this is what you get from the media. Now, I did not see that interview. I'm sure I have alerts about it, but I Googled it up right here live for you today, and that's what we get. Some snobby Brit virtue signaling about our right to bear arms that we have as a direct result of kicking his ass. Unbelievable. You cannot make this stuff up, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, good heavens. I can't wait till tomorrow. I wish we had another hour. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense is going to get up and do it again tomorrow, precisely because they don't want us to, for this very reason, because we call this stuff out. Fun stuff, though. Here's the deal. Enjoy your day. See you on the radio tomorrow.
You've
just filled your prescription for freedom with Mark Walters, presented by X Insurance.
X Insurance
on the Armed American Radio Network.